from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL on CBS game every week on Paramount Plus. Now, time for Game Time without Boomer Esiason with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right, BT, game time. I feel like we haven't done this in a while. And I'm not sure why that's the case.
Well, vacations.
Yeah, what did we do last week? Thursday we were at the Joe Torre thing.
Joe Torre's outing.
The week before that, I think we were on vacation.
I don't recall.
There might have been a shorter show. We were on vacation, maybe. I don't know. Either way, here we go.
Hey, by the way, as we dive into this pack, and you tell me what year it is and everything, in a second, old school baseball, the Pete Rose documentary, the
full piece. Had that on my list of things to get to.
Okay, I'm sorry, my bad.
Because I caught up specifically last night. You told me that you saw all 4.
Ugh.
So last night I was up till 12 watching
you
it.
You watched all of them?
Yes, we're going to get to that later on.
Nice.
And by the way, that is in part why I picked the year that I picked this
look
time.
At Sal, always bringing it together.
In part.
Okay.
1986.
Yeah, I got you.
You can imagine the two parts. Yeah, all right, open up a pack of 86.
I'm sure it's not anything to do with Run DMC. It's got to be something with the Mets.
Yeah, right. You want this gum? Actually, gum doesn't look bad.
Let me take a look. Does it smell good?
Not awful. I mean,
should I take a little bite? How about we? You want to take
you're
one?
You're good?
What's right? No, well, no. Nah, forget it then.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I'm good. I'll check
it. Did it, and he just said disintegrated in his mouth.
Yeah, it's like almost like glue.
All right, fresh pack. I don't know how many I got
here. And this is 86 tops?
1986 tops.
All right, it's been a little bit. Could be rusty, Sal.
This would be my favorite. Not only was my favorite year for baseball reasons, but it was my favorite year for the cards. I love these cards. All right. Johnny Grubb.
I believe Johnny Grubb was on the Toronto Blue Jays at this point. No? Mm. Tigers?
Good God, I can't even see the back of these cards. Come on, anybody got a magnifying glass?
Toronto?
No, it was on the Tigers. Never heard of Johnny Grubb. But he was a long time. Look at the back.
I remember him.
But maybe he was on the Blue Jays before that.
I got to put my glasses on. Look at us here. I can barely even see it still. Nah, whatever. I don't know. I got it wrong 0-1.
But I'm just curious, if you play with Toronto?
Johnny Grubb.
Tigers,
I feel like
Mariners,
he was with Toronto at some point.
0-1. Johnny Leemaster.
Was a pitcher. I want to say the Giants.
I want to say you're wrong on both. Oh!
What?
He was a long time Giant.
Yeah.
Has here shortstop for the Pirates. And he's got that sick hat. This is a nice
hat. That's a nice. It's the Manny Sanguian hat. That's sweet. Two, Sal.
You knew you were right ballpark.
A little rusty.
Wrong team.
Okay.
Let me mix these up a little.
Yeah, mix them up. Come on. Give me 2 foot putt.
I'll give you some confidence.
Give me
the fairway, see you struggling a little bit. Robin Yount.
Brewers.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't hesitate. No. Randy Bush.
Randy Bush was...
I remember his. You remember him as a player or no?
I think he was on the Padres, but hold on. Randy Bush. I'm going to go Padres. No, huh?
Twins. I figured he'd be up your alley. Lefty bat.
Look at those Twins uniforms.
You like that?
Powder blues, Ken Herbeck.
That is a nice. Isn't that sweet? This card is great.
Yeah.
Keith Moreland, another name I'm familiar
Cubbies.
With. Boom! On fire right there.
Five.
That's a tricky one, too, because you play with a couple
teams.
A little
bit. He bounced around.
Bob Dernier.
2-for-5 I am so far.
Looking here. We got a couple
Cubs.
Of layups. Yes. Good call.
I was between Cubs and Phillies.
Sammy Khalifa.
I believe.
The original Wiz Khalifa.
I'm thinking Pirates. Hold on. I'm thinking Pirates. That's the first thing that jumps into my head here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he was a middle infielder.
Yes.
Pirates.
Yes.
Let's go, baby. Yes.
I never heard of him, I don't think.
Guess who's back, back?
Dave Parker.
Reds.
Boom.
Big Davey.
Big Dave. I like that card, too.
5 for $8.
Ken Schramm.
Oh. Just sounds like a turd, doesn't he?
Yeah, never heard of him.
Geek.
Never heard of him
Ken
in my life.
Schramm. Coming in, it's like a 13-2 game. Just clean it up. Pitcher, I'm guessing, right? Some scrub pitcher.
Actually,
Ken Schramm. I'm going to go, I don't know, out west because I don't really know him. Didn't see him much back in the day. Am I right with the West Coast
theory? I'm not going to give you a hint here.
Ken Schramm, Padres.
Twins.
All right. 5 for $9. Ken Schramm.
Like, look at him as a nerd. He has a big league picture.
Look, his hat's like Elmer Fudd perched above his head.
It's a big leaguer.
I understand. 5 for $9, Sal.
Dave Collins.
Dave Collins. This is 1986. All right, this is a little tricky.
Yeah, because he was a long-time big leaguer.
Dave Collins was an outfielder who can run.
He was an outfielder.
Lefty hitter who was, may have been like the back end of the big red machine in the late 70s. Then he went to the Yankees for a minute in like 81-ish, 82. Why are you looking at him like I'm nuts?
It's almost like you're reading the back of the card.
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah.
Now, he's not on the Yankees in 86. I know that. He's gone. Oh, Dave Collins. Where did he go after this?
I'm going to give you a little hint.
Please do.
He went to two teams after that. Because you were right about the Reds in the late 70s, early 80s.
And he had good speed. He had a couple of years where he stole some bases.
You were right about the Yankees in 82. Then he played for two teams. One of which is
Pirates or Toronto. Those are two teams that are jumping into my head. Maybe the Tigers. It's not the Cardinals, not the Mets, not the Astros. I mean, I don't want to just do this for the next 10 hours here. Pirates.
What's that?
Pirates.
No.
Who?
A's.
Oh.
And he was on Toronto before that, so you were close. So he went from the Yankees to Toronto and then to the A's.
Man, I was in the neighborhood.
Ed Wojna, W-O-J-N.
I've never heard of this guy. Seattle.
San Diego.
Not here to waste anybody's time. 5 for $11. No, it's tough ones in here. It's a tough pack.
All right, I'm going to split these up because you get two tough ones, I think, and two layups.
It's been a tough pack.
Jason Thompson.
Is this the easy one or the hard one?
This is a hard one.
Yeah, I was going to say. Reds.
No, Pirates, actually.
All right.
He was a long-time big leaguer. He was with the Pirates in 86.
I don't remember him.
Here's a layup.
Go.
Alan Trammell.
Tigers, 6 for $13.
Mike Fishlin.
I feel like Mike Fishlin was a pitcher.
Not in this card.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was he a Pirate?
He was not. You love guessing Pirates.
I don't know, dude. 6 for $14.
He was Cleveland.
Okay.
But then Indians.
Yeah.
Final one for you.
Yeah.
Dale Barra.
Dale Barra may have actually been on the Yankees.
1986 tops.
I'll say Yanks.
Sure, not Pirates?
I'm going to say Yankees.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Yes.
Yankees.
Let's go.
I remember that card, Dale Barra.
All right.
You kept track of what you did?
7 for $15. Tough
all right,
back.
There you go. Not bad. That was a tough
Not
back.
Not my best work, but.
I love those 86.
Not
tops,
easy.
Man. That's fun. All right, let's get back to the calls.
All right.
877. Excuse me.
What do you want to get into the Pete Rose stuff later?
Yeah. I figure 1 o'clock out we could do that.
Good.
If not 12:40, that's fine. I'm going to reset, come up a little bit. But yes, I definitely want to talk about the Pete Rose stuff because I did watch that show. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Steven is in Brooklyn. What's up, Steven?
Hey, boys. Great show today. Just get back to the Giants real quickly. Sal, we always talked about, you know, building inside out and that offensive line. But, you know, what you're coming from is they didn't make that pick in the draft. But through free agency, as you watch Hard Knocks, you know, they built, you know, with Runyon, Illuminor, they just picked up this other guy, Van something from the Raiders.
Yeah,
and the biggest thing also, too, guys, Brasillo, the new offensive line coach from the Raiders, had a great year last year with his offensive line team. It's going to be different, but it's going to be better. It's going to be adequate. Even if it's adequate and Jones has time to throw, it's going to be a better year for us, you know? So you had to pick the weapon, because at that point, even the show said it, Sal. They had no weapons, you don't pick neighbors.
I'm not saying that they should have taken an offensive lineman there. I would have done, if they love the quarterback, I would have, and I said this before the draft, I'll say it afterward, they need a quarterback. That would have been the way
One more thing, Sal.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I hear you. One more thing, too. All those teams that were ahead of the Giants, they all need quarterbacks, and it's very tough to get to that top three, and knowing that you have these great prospects, the Giants would have had given, you know, everybody to get one of those quarterbacks. And that's not going to happen. I mean, and you saw they tried to go up, but they were going to have to give them, like, these crazy picks. And first-round quarterbacks sometimes don't pan out. It's only 50-50. So,
okay. Yeah, by the way, Steve, I applaud them for their restraint. I mean, you know, we're talking about, when does Dable find his own guy? Don't you think Dable wants to find his own guy more than we do? I mean, but they've got to remain, and they have been, and I do applaud this, they've got to remain married to the blueprint. Smart people don't deviate too far from what they think is the right play. Like, you'll have flexibility, you'll have pliability, you can have a couple of different options, but if the option is not what you deem really worthy, don't settle. And they didn't.
Yeah, but ultimately, do you think that they believe in Daniel Jones?
To the Super Bowl degree, which is all that matters, no.
It's not all that matters.
No, my answer is no. I'm going to say directly no.
Right, me neither. So, all right. Like, I'm saying this open and honest with you. I'm having this conversation live on the air, but thinking this out. Are we wrong, or me in this particular case, as a sports fan, holding teams to the highest of standards? Like, because you say, can he win the Super Bowl? And ultimately, that's what it's always about. But at least with, let's say, Drake May, you'd go all in, you get your quarterback, and then we find out if he could be that guy. Mm-hmm. Whereas with Daniel Jones, I feel like we all assume or feel strongly that he's not that guy, but it doesn't mean the Giants couldn't have a playoff season again, because he clearly can do that, because he did already do that.
I don't think you're wrong to think that. I'm with you most times, but I think you're leaving out one important option in that equation. Drafting May, swinging and missing, finding out he's not the Super Bowl guy, and you've got no first-round picks to then build around. It's 10 more years. You're terrible.
Well, maybe not 10.
Well,
but
close.
Yeah.
Close.
I mean, look, there are ways
Sal,
to do. I mean,
close.
Yeah. I mean, look, the Jets have missed how many years in a row on quarterback?
And they have been horrendous. They have the longest playoff drought in North American team sports.
Right. But again, it's not just one
that's
move that set him back. It's not,
you know what I mean?
It's not just one move that set him back. It's a lot. So,
well, because they missed on Darnold and now Zach.
Then I guess my point is, okay, so fine. You know, everybody's rooting for the Giants here. Giant fans, whatever. I'm rooting for the Giants. But their win total is 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? So are we looking for a 10-win season and everybody's going to be happy about that?
I'm not saying that, but I think...
I don't know. I mean, I'm genuinely asking, like, okay, well, if we're not trying to go all in and get the guy that's going to get us to the promised land, mm-hmm. then what are we doing? Slowly building but enjoying the ride along the way?
Okay. Yeah, well, I'll tell you why. Because even though it seems like a movie and sport has proven to be great theater, there's no script, even though some people think that there is.
Yeah.
So, like, we could sit here and say, well, Vegas has 6.5. Maybe they get 7. Maybe they get 8. You know, I'm sure the Giants don't think they're a 15-2 team. They're realistic. They know they're going to take some lumps in certain spots. But the unpredictable nature of sport, you never know.
Yeah, I guess the same thing plays for baseball. Like,
yeah.
Yankees more likely than the Mets to win a World Series. But, heck, if both teams are in the playoffs,
yeah,
I guess you never know.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let logic and common sense get in the way. Let's put the blind.
But I don't think they did, because I think that they used the logic and common sense by not giving up the 5 or 6 first-round picks to move a mountain for a guy they didn't believe in.
Right.
And that's my point, I applaud.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.